podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey everybody, welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in, a couple things. First of all, we'd love if you'd leave a five-star review. Those reviews are really big to us. Also, go over and check out our sponsors, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. So easy to set up, easy to use, will make your team, you know, will make your team better shooters. I can guarantee that. And not necessarily scorers, but the great thing is they've dealt with that problem. And now you have trainers there. You have things on the Dr. Dish. It will actually help you become a better scorer. So go over and check it out. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Right now, we got a quarterly membership. We're trying something new here. We think it's a great innovation for all of you. Maybe jump in for 3 months and kick the tires around. We believe in teachhoops.com so much that we have a 14-day free trial right now. No one else has that. No one else are you going to get their bat phone and be able to get on a call and help them through. So our roadmap is second to none, too. It will walk you through your basketball journey. So come over and check us out at teachhoops.com. Let's head off to the podcast.
This is state tournament. Right. And that's a special. Oh, nice. That's a switch play that we ran. But basically, this is our slash concept off the side. I may not have my, I've got my elbow placed somewhere, but I'll.
That's okay.
But yeah, there's, you know, we're going to get a kid going, boom, we're going to drive it. And it's a, you know, it's a simple play. Now she came back. We were supposed to be going flip right there.
Right.
What we call flip. And, she didn't flip it.
And what do you mean by flip?
Well, flip means if we tell them, and they can do it on their own, is if she decides to fake like she's going to go slash, you know, we'll tell them, hey, try flipping it one time. She'll just come right back to the inbounder, and her and the inbounder will just switch responsibilities. I can't remember if we're doing it right here or not.
Okay.
But now we're just going to drive it, and that's a pretty good four-man. You know, we just try to get our best player going downhill if we can. Here we're going to get a three-pointer. I believe this is our four-man coming up. There's our one in the corner. A lot of times you got to go you got to try to get your shoulder turned downhill. She goes diagonally, which is fine. We get a three out of it. But really, to be honest, this person shouldn't be going over here like this. Because we're trying to leave it open. We're trying to leave this area open. But we could have thrown it. But if she'll just turn and go downhill, we got a pretty good play. But we'll take that three. That's not terrible. Back to my slides. Okay, so I showed you central slash. Yeah.
You showed me that one.
Yeah. Now, this is another way to run slash off a set. We put this in out of a double stack set, and basically what we're trying to do here is we're bringing the two first to the corner, kind of like we would do in the side out play, and then we're going to throw it to the three, and then we're going to get out, and then we bring the four up over the top, just like we do on the out of bounds play, and now we've got that area to drive. It's the exact same play as our side play. So we get this concept out of Horns. We get it out of our side and our side out, and we've got this set right here. So here they come. We're going to sprint. We're going to get our player, and this play looks like crap. But the nice thing is we get into our ball screen motion, and then this one works pretty good, but I just want you to see the concept basically.
I like that it's coming out of different sets too. And that doesn't necessarily have to be Horns.
And here we've got two people strong side, you know, wasn't necessarily a great play, but now we're into our ball screen motion or, you know, Euro. and we still get our four man, you know, we jacked with them a little bit, and we still get our four man right there. This is first play of the second half. And so it looks almost exactly, you know, if you look right here, I mean, if you picture our side out of bounds play, all right, our three man throws it in. So pretend like she's out of bounds. There's our two man kind of coming off that stack double or whatever. And now she's coming up. I mean, it's the exact same play. And to me, you put in, and when we put stuff in, we'll put that in as our set, and then we'll put it in as the out of bounds play. We'll do it on the same day. And then we get a good slip. So it just, to me, I like a little quick hitter to where you can just go right in and flow. Now, this girl was starting her first game ever as a sophomore. I mean, she goes so hard to the basket that, I mean, I'm surprised she even got to – I'm surprised it even hit the rim as hard as she hits it. Well, I mean, watch this. I mean, we get there immediately. And she clanks it. But that's our Bruin
She got to the basket.
Yeah, she got to the basket, and it's breaking down the defense. Now, I did not – okay, and I, God dang it, I wanted to show you our here are some of our half-court sets that are my favorites. Now, I don't have this drawn up.
Okay.
But we call it U-Rub, and if – let me go back to when we're running when we're running this. Okay. I have always wanted to be able to do the play where you hit out here, you know, hit the high elbow, the people right. run the flat set.
Yep.
I'm still terrified to do it. But our U-Rub play, we would love, I want to be able to run it as a baseline out of bounds play. Our JV did, we called it 35 rub, but I just couldn't get the timing down of the out of bounds play. But this was our best. U rub is probably one of our better.
How often do you run quick hitters?
All right, let's forget about it. I'll just go to huddle and find U rub. Here's our, I'll show you two quick plays here. This is what we call basic. I've run it as an offense. And then I'm going to show you the two set plays we ran to get our four and our five man a 3-point shot on senior night, and why I didn't continue to run it, I don't know. But basic is just your old motion weak is what the Spurs call it.
Okay.
So we're going little on big, cross screen, mash down, et cetera. So, I mean, I just wanted to show that so you could see basic. So that's what we call basic. And then this is really a good play right here. And I put it in the day before senior night. My daughter was a guard, and we set up a play for her. She didn't hit a three. But my post players hit the ball back-to-back three-pointers on senior night, and we scored 70 points in this game against a pretty good team. But basically what's going to happen, okay, we're running basic – all right, and we're going to swing it to the one just like we normally do, but this player right here is going to hook and post. All right, so what we're trying to do is we're trying to get this girl right here a three-point shot. So now we're going to swing it. Now, that's my daughter right there. She's not much of a post-up player. Right. But basically, we're going to go a big, big down screen, and we're going to end up getting a shot at the top. And that's the superintendent's daughter too, by the way. She had three fouls in the first half. I thought, crap, she's not even going to get to play tonight.
Right.
But, yeah, there it is. And that was the first three that she ever made. And then this
girl, She got her feet set. It was all right. Yeah.
This girl, right, this next girl, she finished her freshman year at Notre Dame playing softball. And we run it, you know, we run it the same way. And the reason that we did is they're both right-handed shooters and wanted to shoot off their left foot. So in our walkthrough, you know, at the end of our Wednesday, we our last week, we go Tuesday, Thursday. So we had about an hour practice on Wednesday. And so, yeah, same thing. Hook. And she came right into it. And
squared. Hit that. So
that's a good little – that's a good little – and then here's you know, we were a Euro ball screen team, and then I went to spread this year. But, you know, I still like to run the Euro just to get two pick and rolls sometimes to see how teams are going to
I like it as kind of prodding that front line to see how you're going to handle my screens. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is that same game that we scored 70 points in, like I said, and then I'm going to show you what we refer to as jet. Now, we did not call this play. This is the same one we just ran, but, you know, you get to me the second pick, if you can get to your third pick and roll, it's great. But here we are running Euro again. You know, if you get a good, you know, you make teams guard twice, you can get a darn pick and roll. Now, we did not call this, but I would like to be able to do this a lot more, is the two times back door. I don't know what you guys call it, but if you watch, we run quite a bit of offense here. And we're going to score on this other side. Now, my daughter could have cut better there, but boom. You've seen it's that
back door cut is so open too. But it's about the read. That's the hard part to teach. It's the read.
Exactly.
Turn that head.
And hey, I don't know why you rub's not
working, I want to see you rub if you can pull.
Well, I'm gonna need to let me get to. Are you seeing? Can you see there?
I can. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Let me go to playlists. But you rub. Here it is. You rub is, and just like I said, I've wanted. This is something that I want to be able to run as an out of bounds play. Okay. But I cannot. And the way I like to run this play is, I like to go. Our one man is gonna set a flex screen for our good cutter, our good cutting three man, and then you got a five man down screening for your one. To me, if you're gonna run any kind of flex action, I like to get the matchups the way I want them. And like I said, I'm hoping, and maybe with your help, I mean, to me, this is a great baseline out of bounds play. Now, we swung it all the way over. Which we're not supposed to do. Really, we want to get the action back on this side. So let me show you the next one. Okay, now, and this is a post player. This is a post player. So now we've got a great cut. You know, we got a cutter coming. We're going to go down screen. And I'll just loop this. So we'll just keep watching it. But she fades it there. We get a little bit of read.
So why can't you start as a low one four, pop it to one of the bigs, and then just get into it right away?
Well, we could do it that way. We just like, the reason is on, in our Euro, we run a UCLA cut to the backside corner. So it kind of fits in. Okay. On the baseline out of bounds, do you guys do that? I've just, that four flat just scares me.
It does. But then you rise it high, and then the lob, I mean, then you got to teach your bigs how to pin.
And I think I'm going to, you could
get it. I think you could get it to one of the bigs, and then that would be the issue is, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to give up a layup the other way. That's your issue.
That's remember, and girls basketball, the pick six is what I've spent my whole life trying to eliminate.
Right.
And we do a pretty good job of not doing it. But here we are. I don't know if we get the flex cut here. But then we come back and she curls it. And then here's what I added. And I don't know. Tell me what you think of this. Is instead of running continuous flex action, when the one gets it here, the three is then going to turn back out, kind of like Virginia action.
Right.
And then you've got a 3-5, you know, post-up situation. Watch her. She finally runs out, but our post player doesn't really pick for her. So, and then we just get into our Euro. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what happens here, but we're just, yeah. And that's not bad offense either. Last thing I have. Okay, here's two more quick hitters. And I thought, and maybe all my elbow plays are on here. No, they're not. is we do run a lot of elbow stuff.
Okay.
Like this simple way to get a shooter shot. We just call it elbow over.
And you work on flare. You work on the different things coming off it, off the ball screen and off the.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is we have, see, like even that girl right there, we have too much. We always have too much stuff in. Watch 23 right here. She's not sure what the hell to do.
Right.
She's supposed to nail this person here.
And give a flare to the other side.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and she forgets. But
sometimes that works, though, when they don't do it the way you're
diagnosed. I mean, it's not like the NBA where we have synergy and everybody's doing whatever. But there we are on the – and we're – you know, that gives us a driving opportunity. So we were – I think we ran that play twice in that game. We had a good rebounder go down. But this is kind of my pride right here. And matter of fact, we got it at the state tournament a couple of times. But, you know, if we have a chance now, you know, it's funny. This lady right here is my assistant. I'm sitting behind the bench because I'm sick. I missed two games that year.
Oh, wow.
And so I think this is what we call –
like side gate almost.
Yeah, it's side gate. We call it if we want her to look for if we want her to look for the two man coming off, we say Vader.
Okay.
If we say Jet, that's a guard back door. If we put a post over if we want a post over there, we say Delta. And that I have no idea why. But this is and then we're a good elbow team that you know, that's maybe one of the best quick hitters you can run, in my opinion. This is what I'm most proud of. This is a first round of the state tournament. And so it's hard to get a back door that you've run about, you know, you probably run 12 times and they have the films. And our kids are running around, don't even know what to do. And that probably helped the play. But that's our kid right there.
Back door cut.
Yeah. So we
– head, boom.
And then that – the other thing I like, this is, I think we ran, this is the start of the second quarter in that same game I didn't coach in. So we got it there again. And that was the first play of the game. Watch this coach. He and I are pretty good friends. He was pissed watching.
Because he knew it was coming. That's the issue.
He did. And then here, now this girl right here, she's a pretty good shooter. But she'll also just say, screw it. And you got to kind of like that sometimes. So we're running Vader for her, and they come out. So she just says, screw it, and drives it. And that's in the state tournament.
Right.
And so we got two buckets off that. And then the other thing that we're going to do is get – when we run Delta, which here's a post player right here, is there – well, that's Vader. We hit the shot. What do you call that, side gate?
Yeah, side gate. You get high gate and side gate.
Now, what's your high gate? Is that the bot?
Two at the elbow.
America's play. Do you bring in? See, and what I want to do.
And then I teach my guys because they'll start cheating on that three, and then poof, we got automatic reads on that.
Okay.
You got to pick what you're going to defend at that point. So usually the three is more of a decoy for the.
This is what I like about this play is even though you may not score off of it, you've asked those kids to cover some things and then we flow and we get right into our offense. And then, you know, now they're, you know, defending another pick and roll. What we're going to do, my best player next year, she'll be a sophomore. She was our best player this year is we're also just, because they're going to take away the back door. We're just going to dribble over and hook her.
Right.
And post her.
Just post.
And then just play two-man and spread it out.
Right. So, and then you come double. Then, work on her. When they double you, what are you going to do? Yeah.
So that's and then I think, this is one. This is a team that this is late in the season. No, look at this. I'm sitting behind the bench in a mask. That's the first time I didn't ever coach in a game. We're running it here, and I think we end up having to – this is where we were probably going to post her. Well, she went ahead and, you know, went down the lane. And So yeah, this is the, I think this is the same play. So,
I like that. Do you have those drawn up? You don't have those drawn up.
I can get them. Okay. I'll have you do that.
I'll send you a reminder.
Yeah. I'll send those to you.
There's a couple in there I think I would like.
I want to look at one thing, because I wanted to show you our elbow stuff. I thought I had my elbow stuff in here. I've got so many things.
You've been cleaning your.
I've been actually making more playlists so I could post these deals in here.
Right.
And I thought I had our elbow plays.
Elbow over. There's an elbow over.
Well, then that's what we. I showed you those. Let's see. And then there's. Well, hold on here, and I'll send you guys this one too. Let me see if I can find it in here. What I did is I took all of our plays. Okay, there's elbow slash. That was what I was wanting to show you. This is our horns play.
I like same, horns.
Yeah, it's the same as that side out play that I showed you. We're going to have an act. We call it slash. So that's a, let's see. Elbow slash. Let me see if I've, because I thought I had that. I guess I just had that one slash. There's another one we do called elbow 45. But I'll put this in. I'll put this in too. Here's a great zone play if anybody wants a zone quick, and we call it Zodiac. It's zone.
I've never heard of a Zodiac.
Well, I like that. There's three coaches that talked to me after the game and said, I need this. He goes, we're putting that play in. Now, we don't score on it, but basically what we're doing is we got our five and our four here, and it's kind of the same concept as the Roadrunner play I showed a couple, a month and a half ago. But basically we're going to pass here. We're going to pass back. This girl's going to go there. And our boys run it all the time. And three's going to be wide open right here for a layup. She just doinks. But our boys would get that all the time. I think we end up scoring off of it. But
so what are you trying to do on that one?
Well, what we're trying to do is, okay, all right, well, watch the concept of the zone. All right, so. You're
overloading.
This is really the what – Derek Sheridan the other night at our clinic calls the B, you know, in a zone, this is the A guard, this is the B guard. Well, we're really going to take this person out, or this, you know, you got to take this guard out. Well, this person is going to, the two man is supposed to kind of wait just a little bit, but that's the bottom of the zone. Now we're going to screen right here, and she just comes right around.
So you're almost looking short corner then.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Kinda.
Really, you want to throw it right here.
Right.
Because you got these two guards occupied. You throw it the center, unless this person comes all the way from the back side, and this is a really really good shooter. You know. So, and but we, I've got to do a better job on our zone sets. You know, it's if you can just get some kids to hit some threes.
Well, and you got to find space. We run our man offense a lot of times about zones don't like cutting. They don't like movement. They don't like, you know, we talk about space. If you find space in a zone, like that was space, and then space and the defender having to make a choice. Like that girl did not want to come all the way over there.
Right.
Like, right. You know, they're in a 2-3. She's going, why? I'm not supposed to do that. So
hey, here's our last shot of the quarter that we used 2 years ago. Tell me what we would do is we're trying to get our four man over here. We got some options, but basically we down screen for our good player, and she's going to come up here and ghost screen. And then this player is supposed to screen in for the two, and we're getting some drive. We end up getting a good play here, but. This was our one shot play. And we ended up getting some, but didn't work the way I wanted it to. Let me see if Arizona's on here. Yeah. Okay. And here's our zone one shot play. And we've run this since I was with the boys. I still think it's the best zone play you can run. Sometimes if we need it, we'll run it as a set. But basically, you know, we're going to put our low post player here. She's supposed to step out a little bit. They were playing a 1-2-2 zone and switching between man, and this is our last shot of the quarter play. And I said, just run it. Just run Arizona. Because Arizona has a Z, so it's a zone play. So anyway, we end up getting – and the thing I was going to – you know, if anybody wants to learn, I say learn, and everybody already knows this already, but we always – same way with UB that we talked about with the UB Brown – when this girl passes from here to here, we sprint her to the backside rebound, and this kid comes in and goes to the old dotted line is the way it's supposed to work. And we've got a lot of miles out of this because we've gotten a lot of offensive rebounds. The ball just didn't come off to us. It came off. But that – I'll – let me get that.
Send that stuff to me.
I'll get that Delta Jet – Vader drawn up.
Okay. And those other, what was that other one? I forgot what it was. There was a couple on there that you didn't like on the quick.
Oh, hair. I didn't have you rub drawn up.
Yeah. I'd love to see that because I might run that with my guys. I like.
Well, and like I said, I want to, what I want to do is be able to figure out, I've got to, that number, this girl right here will be a senior and her sister will be a sophomore. And I think I'm going to play them at the 5-4.
Right.
And I think we can just, hey, one of you is going to get open at the catch area.
Right.
And then we'll swing and get into the rub. Although it wouldn't be bad for a post player to, it wouldn't be bad. How do I get off stop share?
You're not sharing. We're both on the screen.
Oh, we're just talking. Okay.
We're just talking. I don't see anything on my screen right now.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay.
We're just, yeah. I would love to see that.
Well,
after you're done on Friday and you got more free time, diagram those up. I'd love
it. I will. I'll send you, and
send me the slide deck too. I'll write myself a note. I probably won't get it.
Yeah. Well, and I'll send
you. We're still in school. You're done. We're still in school.
We're done. I'll send you my other out of bounds presentation that I'm doing. Have you heard of that Feel for the Game?
No, that must be new. I saw some of their stuff. It's good. They put a little bit of everything every week. It's good. Yeah.
I'm doing my out of bounds system for them. On Friday.
Hey, everybody, if you like the podcast, make sure you subscribe, like, leave a review, jump up and down, run around your house, whatever you need to do. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.